Genesis. Could it be a metaphor?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a full-size Noah's Ark in northern Kentucky.
Now, some Christians say Adam wasn't real, that he was only a metaphor. Well, here's how I respond to them. Have you ever heard of those long lists of begats in the Bible? You know, where this person begat this one and so on. Well, it seems rather boring, but the lists are actually important. You see, these are historical records that connect Jesus Christ all the way back in history to Adam. They show clearly that all people are descendants of one man, and that Jesus Christ stepped into history as a descendant of Adam, so he could die for us. In the book of Luke, there's a genealogy that connects each person with an ancestor. Now, it all goes all the way back through real people until finally the first person, Adam. Now, he's not a metaphor. Adam was a real person. If Genesis was just metaphor, then how'd we know we're all descendants of Adam and that we're all sinners? Genesis is not metaphor. It's real history.
So is the Genesis account of the global flood and Noah's Ark also accurate? For some exciting reading, request our 96-page pocket guide on Noah's Ark. It's yours for a donation of any amount. Just call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS. We'll also send you information about the Noah's Ark we're building. Call 24 hours a day, 888-89-ANSWERS, or go to our website of answersoffer.org.